8 years ago, we had the Scorpions in the studio, and yeah, it was billed as their farewell tour. The new record that came out was Sting of the Tail, and when they came in the studio, I believe it was May, their song was number one on rock radio, and it was in support of their final tour. I think we talk about it a little bit in this interview. But now, that album, and then Come Black, yeah, that next album, then that Return to Forever album, and now a new album that they're going to get into next year. It's
nice retirement.
Yeah, well, when Scorpions show up in your studio, you think, we'll get a couple of segments with them, then 2 hours later, bam, they're still there. It's incredible. Dude, they've sold over, I think, 75 freaking million records. It's absolutely bonkers what these guys have done. So a little freaking flashback with the Scorps 10 years ago here with the Freak Nation. And with the formal announcement, well, here's the golden pipes of yours truly.
Would you please welcome Klaus, Matthias, and Rudolph from Scorpions. What's up, fellas?
Well, hey. It's good to be here.
Good to be here.
The Speed Freaks from Germany, from the Autobahn.
Yeah,
from
speeding
the
Autobahn.
Speeding around the neighborhoods.
All right. It's a perfect show for us. You know, come from Germany, because this is what you do over there. Speeding up and down the neighborhood, you know, with your fast cars.
We're the only country in the world that still doesn't have a speed limit on the Autobahn called what you call highways or freeways.
So
and we wonder how long this is going to last within the European Union. You know, they try to adapt the laws, but so far we are still holding up to no speed limit.
Okay,
so
just to ask the obvious question.
This is the perfect place, the Speed Freak show.
Yeah. Fastest, all of you guys, we'll start over here. Fastest you've ever been on the Autobahn?
The fastest, I mean, I think 250, 260
kilometers.
Kilometers.
Yeah.
What the hell is that in mile per hour?
250. And it should be like, no, it's less. 250 is something like 170 or something.
Oh, 170, okay.
My car does like 297, which like looks like a 300 something. And that's much closer to 185, 187 miles an hour. So.
You're going to let him get away by saying he's faster than you.
And my car doesn't have a limit.
I can tell, you know, when I come from the studio after a long session, you know, it's and you know, I leave and then Matthias after me, and then I know this is gonna be Matthias, and then he's gone. Yeah. You know?
But I had one Mercedes, the AMG 500. It's no 500. It's between 630 PS. It's AMG 65. I had 320 on the road.
That's 320.
320.
It was
kilometers.
Really
that's 200
fantastic.
Miles.
That was fantastic.
It's exactly 200 are. Miles.
That's
of course, I forgot to, you know, in Germany, it's mostly there. I had another one before, which there was the speeding. Down to 250, like normally.
That's a limit.
I forgot, I don't know what was happening.
Chip
I found out by accident because I drove the car and I was very in a hurry and I noticed there was nothing. I go to 270, 300, and I tried more 320. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Okay, now, but see, me being a male, and she asks really the simple question.
Okay,
easy. This is the tough question, Rudolph, Matthias, and Klaus with Scorpions. What's the fastest you've done in a car with a naked lady? Rudolph?
I have to think about it. We can say this at the end of the whole interview.
I could tell you zero. Stand still.
Yeah.
Safer.
Stand still but moving fast.
You know what you call that? You call that safer sex.
Yeah, but the question is,
zero
what
miles
you talk, what you talk about naked, complete naked, or maybe with a bikini or what?
I'm talking complete.
We are not talking speedo.
But I can tell you, last time we drove with a tour bus into a place, we had an overnighter, of course, played a show someplace in Illinois, and next morning we woke up, opened the Venetian blinds on the tour bus, and take a look out, and lots of naked girls running down the main street, you know. Mm-hmm. And we ended up for a radio station. We played a gig at the nude camp, you know. This was quite something. I mean, this was one of the most bizarre gigs we ever played. You know, everybody was naked, you know, and except us, of course.
Yeah.
Did any of you partake in that nakedness? Partake. Did any of you
no
knock it out?
Did any of you take off your clothes?
No, we didn't.
No, we played. No. We had to use our stage clothes because they have to know that it's the Scorpions. You know,
what he really means is
otherwise
nobody would recognize us.
Put on the stinger or something. You know?
Klaus, Rudolph, Matthias with Scorpions join us here in the Speed Freaks pits. The single Raised on Rock goes to number one here in the United States, and with the energy that's coming behind the final tour for Scorpions, this new record comes out. Klaus, Rudolph, Matthias, be honest with me. Did you really think that this single was going to go to number one in the United States?
Not at all. You know, I mean, the good thing is, making this album, we were not thinking about hit singles. We were not thinking about any strategy. We were just thinking about, come on, guys, let's have some fun. You know, and I think this was a good philosophy with this album, not thinking about the big message and whatever. You know, it was just... Let's try to focus on what we do best. Some strong riffs, great melodies, you know, lots of power. And to enjoy, let's enjoy our set in the studio while making this album. And most of it we did at home in our own studio. Just talking about driving like with 200 miles an hour or whatever to the studio back. And it's been a lot of driving, a lot of having fun. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, driving the car to the studio was also always like inspiring moments. You know, many times when I was on the way to the studio, I had an idea and went to Rudolph, and then Rudolph picked up the guitar and came up with a great riff, you know, and the end of the day, before you know it, you know, there was a great, great song that came out of this, and it was inspired by all this speeding up and down the motorway between our homes and the Scorpion studio.
I was born in a hurricane, nothing to lose and everything to gain. Ran before I walk, reaching for the top, out of control just like a runaway train.
We didn't plan on this being the last studio album. It was just when it was finished, and we had people come to the studio to listen to it, like the management, people from the record company, and the manager actually is the one who started the idea and said, you know, guys, think about this could be like a great way to finish a very long and successful career. And then we thought about it, because I think none of us would ever like have come up with that thought, like, you know, finishing the career. But we thought about it, and well, this album makes sense. And if we now have like a number one song here, and also a number one album in Germany, it was just released over there as well. I think it was released in 49 countries simultaneously. So the chart entries are great, and so it makes sense now, you know. But you know, we're an experienced band, where we have no idea what it means to finish the career. We have to learn this now during this long tour.
Klaus, Rudolph, Matthias with Scorpions join us here in the Speed Freaks pits.
You're saying the exact right things. Everybody wants to go out on top. Now, can I give your phone number to Brett Favre? And please tell him to do the same thing. It's too late for him already. Maybe Michael Schumacher. Tell him, don't race anymore. You need to go out on top.
But I think everybody must make his own decision. Yeah, you know. And God bless the Stones and God bless all those blues guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But the difference is, for all those blues bands or blues-influenced kind of bands, it's a whole different story. When you're a hard rock band and you walk out there every night and sing Bad Boys Running Wild, you know, it's like, I mean... Come on. I mean, we're young at heart, but Rudolph and myself, we will turn 62 this year. That's the ugly truth, you know. So to speak, I mean, in a way, after 40 years on this crazy rock and roll train, God damn it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like you come home from the Olympics with a gold medal.
Yeah.
How can you top this?
Yeah,
and
point.
It's, I think, every musician, sports person, you dream about what could be the perfect moment. And so when this came up, I mean, it's... honestly, when we started making the album, we were really not thinking about this could be the last one, you know. But when we realized this could be really so powerful, and when you said what you guys think about coming to America and you have a number one single on classic rock radio, I mean, that is something. I mean, in the last couple of years, we came back to America so many times with every new album. It was like, hey, guys, great, you're back. You know, you have a new album. Fantastic. Here comes Rock You Like a Hurricane. Yeah. Here comes this. So you're so much into this classic rock thing that fortunately we have many rock classics, and that's a great thing. But when you come up with new material and you want to be like an artist that is still relevant with going with the times and have something new to offer, but nobody will play it. Nobody knows, you know. So there are a lot of people out there go, the Scorpions, they stop. Are they still around? You know, so that's the other side. And so I think it feels fantastic to come back to America this time with a new album where we get such a strong reaction from our fans and from the media and from American radio, and to have a track that's all of a sudden there's a new Scorpion song on the radio. That is fantastic. And can you think about this when you make an album? You hope always that you come out with something powerful, but not in your wildest dreams. We would have thought we come to America this time and for the tour in the summer, and we have such a killer album.
Klaus, Matthias, Rudolph, join us here in the Speed Freaks Pits with Statman, Crash Gladys, and Kenny Sargent. Again, your phone number, 8669-FREAKS, or the website, speedfreaks.tv.
If somebody came to you and said the Scorpions are done, you're too old, you should stop, would you resent somebody coming to you with that like they do with Michael Schumacher or Michael Jordan or Brett Favre here in the United States? Would you resent that if they came to you if you're not ready to stop?
I mean, this is one of the reasons, I think, why we announced that before anybody can ever tell us you are too old, you know. So we make the first step, and we are serious about it too. You know, we don't want to go into that ridiculous cycle of farewell tour number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I think we would like to be consequent about it, not knowing what it really means when we come closer to the very end. I mean, we are at the beginning of our world tour. We have a strong album. Everything looks very good. Looks like it always looked. You know, we have an album, we go on tour, and it's going to be a very long world tour. So far, so good. But, like, let's say in 2 years from now, when we come closer to the real end, we don't know exactly how we will feel, but it's like you sense it will be. It will be a mixture of all kinds of emotions. Like, we will miss it. We will maybe be exhausted, you know, hoping it's coming to an end. We have no idea what it is, but it will be sad as well. And the fans already now give us that feeling, well, you know, you shouldn't, and, you know. So it will be very emotional one way or the other.
All right, so there it is, man. The Scorpions cannot be trusted when it comes to they're going to retire.
Okay.
That's greatness.
Love them, but
man.
Yeah, we don't want to do a retirement tour 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, well, wait, you are.
Guess what? A freaking flashback with Matthias, Jabs, Rudolph Shaker, and Klaus Meiner, the Scorpions. It's awesome. We'll get to a part 2 next week.